Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Chip Tammett football. That's what Pittsburgh does. Brian Batko here from the Post-Gazette. Thanks for checking us out again. We're presented by Pella. No better place to get new windows and doors installed in your home than from Pella, who can help you save on energy costs year-round. Schedule a free in-home consultation with your local Pella windows and doors to find the right product for your home and budget. Give them a call at 866-593-1560 to discuss your project further. That's 866-593-1560 to get started planning your new windows and doors installation with Pella Windows and Doors of Pittsburgh. We're going to do something a little different today on the show. We usually bring on other media members, analysts, former players to talk Steelers and the NFL. But this week I'll be joined by an NFL draft prospect, given that draft season's in full swing. Combine is next week. So we're going to have Pitt cornerback and Aliquippa grad MJ Devonshire. That should be a lot of fun. Let's get into it with MJ. All right, MJ, so you're training for the draft, you know, in the combine coming up next week. How's all that going for you, and what are you most looking forward to help out your stock while you're out there? Is it the athletic testing, the drills, the interviews? How much are you looking forward to in this whole big first step in the process?
I'm excited, first of all. It's been something I've dreamed of since a kid. So, you know, just being able to compete at the combine, being around guys, a bunch of different corners, the top corners in the draft, just – getting to see myself measured up against those guys, and definitely just the on-field drills showcasing my hips, how fluid I can move, and different things that sometimes they might not be able to see in game. So those things of those nature are what I'm definitely most excited about, just going out there and competing.
For sure. I've covered the combine a couple times before with the Post-Gazette. I know it's a place where, like you said, guys can kind of bond with other players, especially at their positions. Any corners in this class that you're looking forward to spending some time with while you're out there, or anybody that you want to reconnect with while you're going through this whole thing together?
Yeah, I'm going to get to reconnect with a young guy that was at Kentucky with me. His name is Drew Phillips. He got an invite. Some of the guys I'm training with now, I'm training with a bunch of corners. Mikey sent, he went to Michigan, TJ Tampa, Josh Newton, and a bunch of other guys that I'm training with now, and just some other guys from that I played against from the ACC. So just seeing all those guys will be fun and us competing.
As you prepare for this and really, you know, every part of being a pro that's going to come with this next step for you, how much does it help that you've been around the Steelers on the South Side week in and week out over these last few seasons? Do you have any relationships over there with Mike Tomlin or any players that you've passed by these last few years?
Yeah, growing up, I knew JJ, so for a while we played 7-on-7 together, we worked out together, so knowing him, I text him from time to time when I ask him questions. I use him as a big resource, even when I was in college, going through my last year, and when he was in college, we talked from time to time, so yeah, that's definitely one guy that I use him a lot.
You know, they could be in the market for drafting another cornerback to play with Joey, right? Is it tempting at all to kind of look at that and wonder, you know, which of these teams you're going to end up on in late April?
It is, but often, I just know I got to often put in the work and just keep doing what I'm doing and just trust that no matter what happens, I'll be somewhere. I try not to think about where I'm going to be because it's just like the uncertainty kind of makes me a little nervous, not knowing where you're going to be and trying to predict and see and trying to show no favors, just working and hoping one day. But it definitely would be cool to play alongside him, for sure, to answer your question.
So I guess you weren't surprised by what he was able to do as a rookie, you know, being a finalist for NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year. You kind of knew he's had that in him for a long time now.
Yeah, I would say it walking around the facility. I'd be like, JJ, my guy, my votes for Rookie of the Year was Servassier, Dennis, Kalijah Kansi, or JJ. So them three right there was my votes back in August before the preseason started. I was like, I'm going to manifest it, even if y'all don't believe it. So them three, if one of them three would have won, I'd have been happy.
Well, speaking of which, there's also a couple of your other Panthers going out there to Indy in offensive lineman Matt Gonsalves and wide receiver Bub Means. What do you think they'll be able to show, especially someone like Bub, who I'm sure you've matched up with at times over the years in one-on-ones and scrimmages and all that?
Yeah, they're going to get a lot starting with Matt. They're going to get an experienced guy, a leader, a professional on and off the field, and a tough guy, and a smart guy also. Matt is very knowledgeable. He knows the game of football. He knows the ins and outs, and he's going to put his head down and work, and he's going to lead by example. Great guy, great teammate. When I first got to Pitt, we stayed in the dorms together, so we were roommates for a little while, for a couple months, and I got to know him, and I learned quickly that he loves football, he breathes football, and his play often shows it. So they're gonna get a lot out of Matt, and then Bub, man, they're gonna see a lot from him too. Just how big he is, his size, how well he can move, how good his hands are, and his speed. He's almost up there with me. We'll see who wins that when we get to Indy, but they
was going to be able to actually put a timer to it now, you know, the laser and everything, that 40 time will be right there. So
yeah, definitely. So they're going to get to see that from him, and he's going to get to showcase in front of the world for people who may not have got a chance to see it this season or in the past seasons.
Yeah. I know he took a big leap this past year, at least statistically. Mm-hmm. So now all the, you know, testing and all that will show. What about you? I mean, do you have any sort of goals in mind as we're a week out here for times you want to hit, or even, you know, verticals or anything like that when it comes to those drills?
No, I don't really think too much about goals. I just, like, I'm learning based off of just my past experiences with football and going through it, just trying to be better than where I was and just going out there and performing my best, knowing my ultimate goal is to leave Indianapolis, like, knowing that I gave everything I had, and hopefully leave and be like, I don't want to go back and think that I could have done this or could have done that. So just ultimately it's a new experience and that I've never been through. So just knowing that I gave it my all and did my best, just leaving Indy happy.
What have guys that you've talked to told you about the combine process, whether it's Joey or former Pitt teammates or even former Aliquippa guys? Because I know it's a busy, like, what, 3 or 4 days for you guys? I don't know if you've gotten your schedule yet, but it's pretty much round the clock. You do stuff, and then at night you probably have meetings with teams, and then you still have to go wake up and perform the next day.
Yeah, I talked to Voss about it a lot, and he just told me, like, he tells me to enjoy it. He was like, a lot of people forget to tell you that it's supposed to be fun. It's the biggest job interview in the world, but it's something you want to, it's a privilege to be here. So, you know, you gotta take it in and also enjoy it while you're going through it. And you can't get too excited or too emotional about it. You know, you can't be too nervous. You gotta be able to take in the moments and have fun with guys, because eventually at some point all of us will hopefully be in the NFL and looking back like, man, I was so tense and so uptight, I didn't even get a chance to enjoy it. So definitely just enjoying it and embracing the whole experience. But yeah, they said it's a grind from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Yeah, for sure. I can even vouch for that. I mean, you know, from the media perspective, that's good advice from Servassier, though. Just soak it in, because it is a unique thing where, like, everybody in the NFL is just in downtown Indy for a week. And it's like you'll be walking down the street and you'll be like, hey, there's Jerry Jones in the Cowboys bus or something. So
yeah.
So it'll be a fun thing for you guys to all kind of soak in. Is there anybody, you know, I asked you about your Pitt teammates and a guy like Bub, but is there anybody you may have faced in a real game from another team over these past few seasons, whether it was ACC or non-conference play, that you think, like, man, that guy might be underrated in this draft, or, you know, I'm surprised he's not getting a little bit more buzz, if you can give credit to an opposing quarterback or wideout that you've seen over these last few seasons?
Offensive guys? I don't.
Or even corners you may have see.
Oh yeah, I could definitely get you. I could give you a corner, Renardo Green from Florida State. I watch a lot of his film. I know him. I met him a couple of times, and we talked. I respect his game. I got a lot of respect for his game. I watch him a lot. He's physical, and he's a shutdown guy. I tell him he's got a lot of me in him. So he's definitely a shutdown guy, and a lot of respect for him and a bunch of those Florida State corners that they got down there. I enjoy watching them on film week in and week out. So seeing them do things off to help me in my game. So yeah, definitely he's one for sure.
All right, that's a name to watch, Renardo Green. I'm glad you're putting on your draft analyst hat for us here too, MJ. That's very helpful for the show, for the Steelers fans watching and doing their draft studying. That's great. The Seminoles are probably gonna have a lot of guys picked this year on both sides of the ball, I think. You know, when it comes to, going into this combine week, I know that there's also the meetings with the teams, the coaches, assistants. What do you want to let them know about you that maybe they can't see just from looking at the film or going through the box score? Because every guy has a story behind and a context to why he did what he did, 7 interceptions over the last 2 seasons like you, or why there weren't some opportunities maybe for plays to be made. What do you want to tell teams when you sit down face-to-face and get a chance to just kind of tell them who MJ Devonshire is?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
A true shutdown corner and a competitor. What fuels me is just how willing I am to compete. The best thing about this game is the chance to compete, and lining up against a guy, it drives me knowing that I get to go and prove to this guy that I'm ultimately probably better than he is. And, you get the chance to compete, and that guy also across from me thinks that he's better than I am. So he's out there trying to show it, and just knowing that competitive nature is just a lot different. Learning from guys like Ty and Darrell, you gotta figure out what makes you different, and finding that out, you go through things, and you gotta figure out what ultimately in that moment made you keep going and failing. You learn that I want to get back out there again. I never understood why. To me, it was like, man, if I give up a catch, why is it that I want the whole stadium to shut down and I just want it to be me and him and everybody watch us, and until I get it right? It's just that competitive nature and that wanting to compete and that will to compete, just knowing that you're getting a fierce competitor.
Obviously, you mentioned that seems like a good pitch in the interview room for sure. Obviously, you mentioned Ty Law and Darrell Revis, something in the water in Aliquippa, but also too, the Pitt defensive back room over the last 6 or 7 years has churned out a lot of NFL draft picks, from Jordan Whitehead to Avonte Maddox, Dane Jackson, DeMar Hamlin. What is it about that group too that it kind of gets passed down from year to year that's allowed you guys to have so much success in producing pros and then actually producing once you get to the league?
Coach Collins, man, he's honest about the little things, and he teaches us a lot more life than ball. And it's crazy to say, you would think like as your position coaches, like he teaches you more life than ball, but it correlates, man. He teaches us how to carry ourselves off the field, so it helps us on the field. And being, when you get to be a pro, you see those guys, they carry themselves the right way, they do the right things on and off the field, and it just helps their game. It enhances their game in ways that most people don't even notice, sometimes even yourself. Coach Collins would teach me in college that, I can tell when you're going to class and you're doing your schoolwork because you're playing well. And it would be like in the spring, it'd be like, yeah, you're having a great spring. Why? Because you weren't on any class list. You didn't miss any classes. You're not on any grade list. You're doing the right thing in school, and you're living right. So you're not having any stresses off the field, and you're trusting everything you're doing, and you're doing everything right. And you're checking, he calls it checking the boxes. Every day you should have some boxes and a checklist and make sure you're going through it, doing all the bare minimum, and then going above and beyond the bare minimum. And you build that repetition and that routine. And you start to notice that you often end up playing well because you're able to focus when you get in that chance, when you step in that building. And just teaching us things like that, he always would tell me, like, you're not the only one I've had to teach this to. So just him and Coach Sanders, man, they do a good job of teaching us how life affects your football play. And once you grasp that, it's a lot easier to go through and become a good football player.
So there's a certain standard that Pitt defensive backs have been trying to meet, I guess, in recent years. And I forgot about Brandon Hill and Eric Hallett, too. A couple more who have been draft picks in these last couple seasons. Well, hey, speaking of Pitt, MJ, big men's basketball game tonight against Wake Forest. I know you could really, really hoop in high school at Aliquippa. Did you ever hit up Jeff Capel like, hey, if you need an extra guard, extra wing to be on the bench for games, come on road trips, practice a little bit, be a football walk-on, let me know?
Man, I never spoke to him, but I tell guys on the team, like, if y'all got some shoes, a jersey, if y'all want me to come in, there would be times in the spring, we love to go as a football team. There's some guys on the team that could hoop. We'd go into Pete when they weren't practicing once the season was over, and Friday nights, it'd just be Pitt football, but you would think we were a basketball team, and sometimes they would be in there and be, like, impressed, like, man, some of y'all could hoop. So, yeah, we would definitely be in there getting to it, living out our hoop dreams.
I was watching the celebrity game at the All-Star game the other night with, like, Michael Parsons and CJ Stroud trying to put on for the NFL. How does your game compare to those guys? Are you on par? And who are some of the other, you know, top basketball players from the Pitt football team over these last couple of years?
The top over the past few years, I would definitely say me, my boy Eli Kasanovich. He got game. Kanate. He got game. A couple young guys, man. Zion Fowler, he got game. It's a couple guys, man. Even you'd be surprised. Some D-lineman ghosts. Ghost could play. He's like, we call Ghost like Luka Doncic. So there's some guys that definitely can play. But yeah, I watched that celebrity game, and I told my brother, I was like, if Michael Parsons can win MVP next year, I'm playing. And I know I can get MVP because I don't need 30 shots to get 30.
Yeah, you just got to get to a certain level football-wise, and then you can get that invite to NBA events. So that's reason to try to get it done. Well, hey, last thing, MJ, I wanted to finish with this. What's your favorite moment from your Pitt career? Is it the pick six to beat West Virginia a couple years ago in the revival of the backyard brawl, or is it something else? And what do they call that play? The pit six, the quip six? It probably should have been like the pit special or the fake slide, right?
Yeah, the pit six, they call it. That's definitely one of my that's definitely my mom's favorite moment, I could say. But for me, it's I got two, honestly, and it's neither one of those. It's not that. It's one is definitely the ACC championship. That was amazing. 2021, winning that was like one of the funnest experiences. The game like started off slow. I got scored on, and then I was able to bounce back and get a couple PBUs in the TFL, and it was like we changed the momentum of the game. Not so much myself, but like, obviously, Kenny, he did his thing. We followed behind Kenny and Jordan, and they helped us get to the promised land. So that year, just playing with the guys, that was a lot of fun. And then, honestly, this year, when we beat Louisville, it was like the night was like perfect. I talked to B. Hill before the game. I remember he scored when his mom got to be on the Jumbotron. So, you know, seeing my mom on the Jumbotron and her talking about me and how proud she was of me, Darrell being there, I don't know if many people noticed, the whole Aliquippa High School, they came to the game and they had tickets and a lot of people from Aliquippa. It was like the perfect night. All my friends be like, oh, Aliquippa was there. You went crazy. Darrell was there. He got honored. Your mom was on the Jumbotron. That was a, like, cool moment for the, not just myself, but for the city to to be honored. I don't think it was just a me thing or my mom thing or even a Darrell thing. The entire city was honored that night by so many ways that we got to be, Aliquippa got to show off that night, not just me or Darrell and my mom.
Gotcha. But yeah, that's one of those little things that people might not see from the outside. And only you know what kind of really makes your favorite collegiate and Pitt memories. So, well, thanks so much for doing this, MJ. Is there anything else you wanted to add, whether it's on the combine or the draft or your time at Pitt before I let you get back to it?
Let's tell the men's team. Let's get this dub tonight. I'll be watching.
Yeah, should be a good game. 9 o'clock down at Wake Forest. We'll have Noah Hiles there covering it for us. And next week at the combine, we'll have Jerry Dulac, Ray Fittipaldo, and Chris Carter. I'll be back here in Pittsburgh, not making the trip to Indy this year, but I'm sure there'll be plenty of coverage and content from you, the other Pitt guys, and all the other prospects in this draft. So for MJ Devonshire from Pitt and Aliquippa, always got to mention both of those connections. It's great to have a through and through local guy on the show. Thanks for doing this, man. Good luck at the combine. For me, Brian Batko at the Post Gazette, thanks for watching Chip Hammond Football. We'll talk to you all next week.
Thank you for checking out this content from Post Gazette Sports. If you watch this video on YouTube, please like the video and subscribe to our channel. For all of the sports coverage the Post Gazette has to offer, visit post-gazette.com.